Hi, man.
Good morning.
Good. We've got a tough opponent this week. Good defense. They had a rough one early on with Chicago. We know they started out real well with a pick for a touchdown, but then they maybe got a little bit worn down. But we're looking to have our hands full this week with this defense.
To what degree does it complicate things when you've got a new coaching staff? They've only played one game, so you really only have one game tape to look at and get an idea of what they might do defensively.
Yeah, there's going to be some unknowns, Tom. There's going to be some unscouted looks that we'll see on Sunday that they've been, not willing to reveal up to this point.
Are they still shifting in and out of 4 and 3 man fronts quite a bit?
Well, I'm sure they have the capability to do that. There's a lot of Baltimore to this defense and a little bit of San Diego and San Francisco with Coach Minuski's influence.
How big of a difference would it make if Freeney is not able to go?
Well, he's a terrific player, has been for 11 years. You would think that he would be there on Sunday. He's been very durable over the years.
When you've got a pretty young offensive line, or at least a couple of first-time starters, the first road game for those guys in the regular season, how important and how much of an emphasis do you put on communication this week in terms of the checks at the lines you're going to have to be making?
Well, there's going to be a big emphasis on that. We'll practice with crowd noise again today, and that'll be a big obstacle to overcome in that building.
Both those Khalil and Fusco held up pretty well in that game on Sunday.
Yeah, they did. For the first time, had a number of first-time starters, and they held their own.
When you see Christian excel at the end of the first half like that, does it give you the inclination that maybe no huddle more often would be a good move for him?
It does. He's done a nice job with our no huddle components. We have up tempo no huddle. We have no huddle where we want to take the air out of the game a little bit and keep their offense stale on the sideline, fatigue the defense. So he's done a good job up to this point in all those facets of the offense. And I think he's comfortable with most of them.
Where did that urgency come from? I mean, was it just all the clock, or was there something? He mentioned that he finally kind of realized he can't just kind of back into this game.
Well, I think he probably just learned from experience a little bit, those first initial series where we weren't getting as much production as we expected.
Does he end up having more freedom in play calling, you know, out on the field, making checks, audibles, when it is in a no-huddle situation like that?
I don't know, Tim, if there'd be more or less than when we huddle up and call plays, but he has a bunch of leeway out there to change protections, change runs to passes, passes to runs. The play that he threw down to Kyle on the long pass, he amended our protection and made sure he was blocked up and then had the wherewithal to throw a terrific football down there. So he's got a lot of responsibility out there.
How much has that changed since his first couple starts last year to now, just the trust factor between coordinator and quarterback?
Well, it's grown. It's evolved. It's definitely been ever-expanding.
What does it typically take to get comfortable in a no-huddle offense from the quarterback to the offensive line, just everybody involved?
Well, I think more and more experience, more and more turns. The more things you see from various defenses, you're probably more comfortable, no matter what's thrown at you, that you'll have the answer.
You still see him running into any trouble with pre-dictating where he's going to go with the football pre-snap? There's the one play where he thinks they're in two, they rotate to single high, and he hits the safety in the chest. Is that a matter of just misreading the defense, or is he perhaps getting in his head where he's going with the ball too soon?
Well, I think they did a good job of disguising their defense, and he made a mistake in terms of recognizing it, which, you know, those mistakes happen each and every day. The more you can minimize them, the better off we'll be.
Where do you feel Adrian is in his progress coming back?
Well, we're looking forward to his second game, and we'll continue to gauge it, gauge his progress a little bit like we did during the game on Sunday. Today will be our Thursday practice. It'll be more physical, more intense than yesterday's, and we'll hope that he continues to heal and feel more confident on that left knee.
On film, do you feel like he's close to what he was last year before the injuries, or still has a ways to go?
He has a ways to go.
As far as Percy runs, do you you seen anybody, I mean, obviously Adrian runs hard, but for someone of Percy's size, have you seen anybody, just that the approach that he takes, whether it be kickoffs, just whatever?
No, never have. What would be the term? No fair dodging. That's Percy's theme. He's not going to avoid anybody. He can make people miss, like we know. He's agile, but not going to run out of bounds. He's going to try to run through or run over somebody.
It's sort of hard to know how much to play him, because it just seems like if he stays out there, he's going to kill himself or someone else. I mean, just.
Well, he's got a lot of good attributes. He's done a fantastic job. The kid is so sharp. As you know, we put him all over the place, and different personnel groups, different concepts. He occupies different places, you know, when we letter our guys in the huddle. So, you know, he's really got to immerse himself in the game plan, and to his credit, he does that.
Now that Adrian's back, when you look at Toby, would you ultimately like to get him more involved than in the past when Peterson was kind of that workload guy?
Get Toby more involved? Oh, you bet. You bet. Toby did a super job catching that ball there in overtime and getting us into a little bit more manageable field goal. And we definitely trust Toby. Boy, he's an integral part of what we're doing here.
Do you have to get creative with how you get the ball in Percy's hands in the red zone? Because it looked like Jacksonville, for a bunch of those snaps, was playing a corner outside him and a safety inside, and they were basically bracketing him.
Yeah, I think that was their red zone defense. And we tried to isolate Percy a little bit, and that's probably why the runs were effective to Adrian.
How much can you reintegrate Carlson this week after what he showed you, at least in terms of his endurance the other day?
He looked better yesterday, I'll say that. It didn't look like he was wearing the big bulky brace that he's been wearing since he was injured, and looked to be more confident, and hopefully today and tomorrow are more steps in that direction.
Your use of the fullback in this game, was that about as much since you've gotten here that you've had a fullback on the field?
Well, Jerome Felton played really well. He was a presence out there. He was also a presence on the sideline in terms of being a leader. He suggested a couple of amendments to our game plan during the game, and we took them to heart, and they really paved the way for good runs there in the second half.
You just feel more comfortable, though, having a guy like him with more experience and has shown a consistency in his blocking?
Well, it depended on how the game went. We're gauging on the success of various concepts and personnel groups, and the concepts that he was involved with were very successful versus Jacksonville.
D'Imperio never got 32 snaps last season. Were you seeing that he was being effective until you wanted to run more stuff with him back then?
Yep, exactly.
How much do you weigh in when someone offers advice during the game? When a player comes to you and say, I mean, everything has happened so fast, how are you able to, how often do you take that and work it into what you're going to do the next series?
Well, when a player can give us some insight as to what's going on out there, it's invaluable. And we take it to heart, we discuss it. At times it has merit, and at times it's something that we file away and use at a future date. Boy, that communication is essential between player and coach, especially during the game. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.